But I'll tell you, I spent so much time in Iowa, it almost feels like home. So thank you. You all know that Iowa plays a unique role in the American political process. That's what you do. And as the first state where votes are cast, what you have done and what really impressed me is the degree to which the people in Iowa, not just Democrats, but I think Republicans as well, understand their unique role and are really prepared to think about and talk to and contemplate the important issues facing our country. Right? And I think, I want to congratulate you for that. And I know there's some criticism about caucus, and there's some things to be talked about. But what you have done is say to people, we live in a democratic society, and you know what? You're all going to have to get involved. And yes, if it takes an hour or 2 hours of your life to determine the future of this country, so what? That's a good 2 hours. And then, yeah, you're going to sit in a caucus, and you're going to look at your friends and talk about the issues facing this country. That is what we have got to do as a nation. I have always believed that the more people get involved in the serious discussions facing our country, the less they're going to be voting Republican. Because Republicans, in truth, have very little to say about the important issues facing our nation. They're pretty good at fear-mongering, that's for sure. They're pretty good at trying to turn one group of people against another group of people. They do that quite well. But in terms of determining how we're going to create decent paying jobs or raise the minimum wage or guarantee health care to all or provide equal rights for all of our people, they have nothing to say of significance. Nothing at all. So it seems to me our job is multifold. We've got to do a number of things. Number one, we have got to fight for a progressive agenda. Now, why do I say that? Because it's not just that that's my view. It is what I believe ordinary people will respond to. If you're working for 10 bucks an hour, you want to hear a candidate come before you and say, you know what? $10 an hour is a starvation wage. We're going to raise the minimum wage to a living wage, $15 an hour. And if you're somebody out there, not just who has no health insurance, and 28 million people with no health insurance, but maybe you have health insurance, but guess what? You got a $5,000 deductible and a large copayment, and you can't afford to go to the doctor. You're going to want a candidate to say that the United States should join the rest of the industrialized world and guarantee how to get all people as a right. That is not a radical idea. What is a radical idea is that the wealthiest nation on earth is the only major nation on the planet that does not guarantee health care for all. That's the radical idea. Hillary Clinton is running against a candidate, and this is dangerous stuff, who rejects science. You know, we can have differences of opinion, how much money you want to put into education or this, that's fine. But you cannot become president of the United States and reject science and tell the world that climate change is a hoax. Climate change is no hoax. Climate change is a threat to the existence of this entire planet. Congratulations, Iowa, for leading the country and moving to win. But more needs to be done. So what I think we have got to do is have a progressive agenda which speaks to the needs of working people who are hurting today. No mistake about it, we have come a long way in 7.5 years. No one can deny that. But what we also have got to acknowledge is that despite the fact that we're better off today than we were when Bush left office, a lot of our people are hurting. They're working longer hours for low wages. They don't have health care. They can't afford to send their kids to college. And our job is to have the courage to tell the billionaire class it cannot have it all. And that means not only controlling the economy where today, if you can believe it, a study came out recently, since in the last few years, 85% of all new income is going to the top 1%. Who thinks that that makes any sense at all? It does not. So what we need to do is to think big, develop an agenda that works for the working families of this country and the middle class of this country, have the courage to take on big money, demand that we overturn this disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision. Bring young people into the political process. And what we are going to do is convert our campaign into another type of organization, which is going to pay a lot of attention to the people, candidates, and getting people involved to run for school board, to run for city council, to run for state legislature. We need to do that all over the country. So Iowa, thank you very much. Iowa was a very, very important state for our campaign. We ended up coming close to splitting the delegates. I wouldn't be surprised if we ended up with a little bit more of the popular vote. But you gave us the opportunity to tell the rest of the world that we were a serious campaign. That's what you did. And I thank you all very much for that. See you soon. Thank you.